Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're going to turn our attentions to horse racing on the programme now, and we're going to say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, how are you?
Good, and yourself, Barry. How are you keeping?
Very well. Thanks for joining us in the programme once again this week. It's another, you know, it's an exciting time once again in the world of horse racing, because we're always looking forward to the big Galway Festival. And, you know, over the last couple of weeks, I'm sure lots of people have been taking notes and watching out for eye catchers that will be heading to Ballybrit.
Yes, indeed. And a good meet there in Killarney during the week, all 5 days. But there would have been a few Galway pointers there, definitely no doubt about that. And of course, the big play on the Wednesday and the Galway hurdle on the Thursday. I suppose just news broke during the week there, there's only going to be 1,000 people allowed per day, which is probably slightly disappointing. There's no doubt for Galway indeed, because I've been there many years and it's, you know, much more, it's well able to take a big crowd. They were hoping for 5,000, but I guess we have to be thankful for small mercies. At least there'll be some crowd there anyway compared to last year. But yes, that's to look forward to with Galway. And the weather is certainly very fine at the moment. I know they're working hard putting plenty of water on the track, because certainly the way the weather is at the moment, the ground will certainly be on the fast side as we speak. So hopefully things will, you know, they'll get things right. They'll do a great job on Galway, and looking forward to some great racing there, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking much more about Galway in the coming weeks. We're going to concentrate on racing action this weekend, and we've got a couple of really good meetings down for the season. We'll start with Saturday's action at the Curragh that gets underway at 1:10.
Yes, indeed, Barry. And I suppose the big race, of course, the Tridmonte Irish Oaks, the Group 1 race over a mile and a half off at 3:25. And I suppose, like, there's no doubt about it here, snowfall for Aidan Devine looks an absolute certainty, it has to be said, on ratings. She's well clear of the rest. She's been so impressed with her two runs this season. She was a decent two-year-old, but I think really the improvement this year has been hard to believe. But of course, we've seen that with Aidan Devine in recent years. And like, she had a hard enough season as a two-year-old, but, you know, showed some good form. But the way she won the Oaks last time in England, now I know the ground was very soft on that occasion, and maybe she handled it better than most, but she won by 16 lengths, which is a record distance in a classic here in Europe. And that was a, you know, a tremendous performance. And, you know, Ryan Moore on board this time, she's going to be a very, very sharp price favourite. It's not much fighting Tipner, but it'll be very surprised she gets beaten. The only slight caveat you would say is that the ground will definitely be much faster. I've been here, obviously, with the Curragh just up the road for me, and we've had beautiful weather like the rest of the country the last couple of weeks, and certainly the last week. And I know the lads are working hard and putting plenty of water on the track, but there's no doubt the ground has to be on the fast side of good. And that just might be a slight worry for her, but there's no doubt she's well ahead on form and be very hard to beat her. The only danger I would say maybe is her to call Nice, trained by Dunica Ryan, Aidan's son. This one ran a good third in the Ribblesale Stakes at Royal Ascot a couple of weeks ago, and certainly would have a bit of a chance. I think she's definitely will be the one to chase the favourite home. But as I say, I'd be very surprised to see Snowfall getting beaten in what should be a cracking contest.
Great stuff. We'll be looking forward to seeing her back in racing action. And anything else over the car that you like?
Yeah, it's a great card, I have to say. Obviously, as I know, today, the 220, the Jebel Ali Racecourse, Anglesey Stakes. So 6 2-year-olds here, some interesting ones. And one I was very impressed with the first time out was a horse called Beauty Inspire, trained by Gerard Lyons. Won at the Curragh on the Friday Derby weekend. It was very, very impressive in doing so. A very, very comfortable three-length winner over 6 furlongs. This will be a much stiffer test. Take on the likes of Celtic Kynes for Jim Bulger, has won twice. Hadman also for Joseph Ryan has won twice as well. When the Entertainer represents Aidan O'Brien, and Andreas Facilius was a good 6 in the race stakes for Joseph last time, and must come into the argument as well. I just thought Beauty Inspire won with a bit to spare last time. Mightn't have been the best of races, but I just think might be able to handle this step up in class, and he gets the vote to win again. In the 250 in the Paddy Power Sapphire Stakes, some very interesting horses here. Romantic Proposal is a big favourite by winning here on the Curragh on Derby weekend, and must have a big chance again. Although the step down to 5 furlongs, I'm not quite sure if that will be in her favour. I think the big two to concentrate on here is Logo Hunter for Willie Brown and Measure Magic for Johnny Murta. And Awesome actually finished first and second in a listed race at Navan a couple of weeks ago, and since then they've gone their separate ways and have run very well. Measure Magic comes here after a strength of a good third in the Commonwealth Cup at Royal Ascot there a couple of weeks ago, and the form of that race actually was boosted last weekend when Lords of India says trained by Ken Condon won a Group 1 race in France over 7 furlongs. He was only 5th on that occasion, and Measure Magic finished a good third, although she was beaten 5 lengths. I think going back in the faster ground tomorrow will certainly suit her, and she gets the vote to beat Logo Hunter, who has gone on and has won his last 4 races in very, very good style. He really is a smart horse in charge. The ground might be just slightly a bit of a question mark. He has done most of his racing up to now on easier ground. I just have a slight worry about him maybe on the fast ground. I think Metro Magic might be good enough there. But in the 4 o'clock then, the Paddy Power scoring handicap, 19 runners, wide open contest. The English one here, Gulliver, must have a great chance. He finished second race last year at Romantic Proposal, and he can run off a 4 pound lower mark. Now, he hasn't been the best of form, but his last run last time when he finished fifth at Royal Ascot behind Rohan, it was quite a good run. And I think Gavin Ryan on board for David O'Mara, he'd take plenty of beating there from stall 8. The danger might be speaking colours for Joseph Ryan, stepping out of the handicap company for the first time in a long time. He has been running quite well in group races over the last couple of years, and even though he's top weight here, he won't be too far away. Others with chances like the Master Match and Fasten the Crown, but High Time You Won for Dermot Whelan and Dylan McGonigal was a well good fourth last time over seven furlongs, might prefer a shorter trip and must have a good chance. But I think Gulliver for David O'Mara will take all the beating. But just one other one maybe in the ladies' race there, I think Horscott shared the honour for Tony Martin and Laura Hooligan that teamed up 2 years ago to win with Moonmeister. I think shared the honour could be the one there in that 4:25 race.
So that's Saturday's action. We also have great action to look forward to in the course of Sunday. Martin, we might start with the Curragh.
Yes, again, another 8-race card indeed, Barry. 1:35, the first of the 8 races, and a big race, the Kilbride State Stakes, a Group 2 event over 9 furlongs at 3:55. I suppose the big one here could be the English one, Roger Varian trained Angel Power. She's won her last 4 races now. She hasn't actually raced since winning a Group 2 race at Rome last November, and a slight worry maybe might be the faster ground because she has handled soft ground quite well. Sylvester D'Souza comes over to take the mount. She's the highest rate in the field. I think she will take plenty of beating. Again, Johnny Murphy's the chief danger here with Horscott Create Belief. Now, she's been very impressive this season, winning 2 big handicaps at the Curragh and at Royal Ascot. She was really impressive winning at Royal Ascot last time, won by 5.5 lengths, but the ground was pretty soft on both occasions, and you just have a slight worry about this quicker ground. I think she has to have a big chance here. Well, the other one I was looking at is Willie McCurry's Insinuendo. This one was fourth in the Pretty Polly Stakes last time out. That was a very good run. The second horse on that occasion, Santa Barbara, went on and won the Grade 1 in America last weekend. And again, this Willie McCurry's one, she's lightly raced, open to more improvement, and she just might be good enough to beat the big two favourites here, Angel Power and Creative Belief. So that's Insinuendo, I think, for Willie McCurry. That would be the one there I would fancy in the 3:55, the big race there on Sunday. Other races then, the 2:10, the Romanised Minstrel Stakes. Art of Australia was a shock winner at the Breeders' Cup Mile last November. He was a big price on that occasion. He ran okay at Ascot last month, finished 8th at Hallis Pier, and probably will head the market here. He certainly must have a big chance and will take plenty of beating. The one maybe against him, I put up against him, is a horse called Ace Aussie for Jessica Harrington. Finished 3rd at Leperstone last time over a mile. But stepping back to 7 furlongs, I think, will suit him. He was 2nd to Poetic Flair over 7 furlongs at Leperstone early on in the season. Poetic Flair went on and won the English Guineas and the St. James Palace Stakes in brilliant style. So that form looks pretty good now. I think Ace Aussie might be good enough to beat Art of Australia in that 2:10 event. Other races then, the 3:20, the Phillies Handicap. Interesting race over a mile. Mia Mento and Cyndia, renew rivalry here from Derby weekend. Cyndia came out on top on that occasion by 0.5 length. Mia Mento might be able to reverse that form on the better weight for age terms here on Sunday. So I think maybe Mia Mento might win for Jessica Harrington there. Other races then, I think a couple of horses with chances in the last race, the 5:30. I do like the chance of the top one here, a horse called City Man for Andrew Slattery. He liked the fast ground. Young Andrew Slattery takes over here, finished 3rd at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago. Didn't run all that well at Ferry House last weekend, but I just think this faster ground will suit him. And off a weight of 10 stone 2, he might be a good each way value there in that very last race, the 5:30, that's City Man.
Some really good action to look forward to at the Curragh both Saturday and Sunday. We've also got action in Tipperary on Sunday. Martin, talk us through that.
Yeah, our chase card here, Barry. 8 races again. 1:20 kicks off the action. And I think Rachel Blackmore, Henry the Bombhead could be ones to follow in the opening 2 races. The very first race, having a good time, Rachel Blackmore and Henry the Bombhead here. 4th at Westford last time. Looks good enough to win what looks a weak enough affair. But in the second race, the 1:50, she takes a horse called Fusain. Finished 3rd to Raya Time last time, which is reasonable form in the context of this race, and that was at Westford there a couple of weeks ago. I think Fusain might be good enough to win that 1:50 event. Other races then, lots of interest in the 4 or 5 race, the Memorial Race and Novice Chase, and a horse here called Ride Dubai for John McConnell. Hasn't ran since last November, but I think might be just fit enough to win, force him out over fences. He's not a bad sort of horse, this fella. He was second actually on his last run over fences, at Wexford last this September. Now, he probably hasn't ran for a while. He just might be need a run here, but I just think it's a weak enough race. Although Aberaeron Copra for Cathal Burns would enter the calculations here, and top line Tommy also for Edward O'Grady. But I think Ride the Boy was a good enough horse over hurdles. Second is first chase, might be good enough to win here in that 4 or 5 race. Other races then, Hurst of Paul Nolan's called Mr. Bells, has been good form of late, won on his penultimate start and second last time out, might be good enough to win a weak enough race for the 2.55 handicap chase, which was divided. While also again Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bromhead in the 4.40, Hurst called Papon, he's got some very good form over 3 miles and 3 miles won. I just think the shorter trip might suit him in that 4.40 race. He was third at the Punchdown Festival behind a good horse of Willie Mullins called Bram a Bowl. That was very good form and must have a good chance in that 4.40 in a race for a funky daddy for Dennis Hogan. Was a good third over this trip at Wexford last time and certainly won't be far away. But I think Papong might round off a good day for Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bromhead there in that 4.40 event.
Yeah, they're a fantastic combination. They've teamed up some great success over the last couple of years, and I'm sure there'll be much more to come. In terms of the best bets over the course of the weekend, sounds like you're very sweet on Papong, Merton.
Yeah, I would definitely put him up for Sunday. Right? I just think he likes a good ground. I'd say I just think the shorter trip might suit him, and he's one to maybe to watch out for at the upcoming Galway Festival as well. But I just think on Sunday he could be the one here in that 4.40. Also on Sunday, I'm happy enough with Fusain in the second race, the 1.50. I think that has a very good chance. At the Curragh tomorrow, no point in tipping Snowfall. Really, you know, it's going to be too short a price. But I just think in other races there, some interesting runners at the Curragh tomorrow. I'd like the chances of Measure Magic in that 2.50. I think she's a very, very good chance. If she's come out of Royal Ascot already, I think she should take plenty of beating that 2.50 race. In the Scorey handicap, I like the English one, Gulliver. I think he is rock solid horse here around the Curragh, and he should be able to win that big race tomorrow, big handicap. And in the Curragh on Sunday, then I'd be happy enough to go along with Insinuendo in the big race. I just think it might be a bit of value against the likes of Angel Power and Create Belief. I think on the faster ground, she'd have a good chance. Well, I'd be willing to take a chance then also on the horse called Mia Mento in that 50s handicap at 3.20.
Brilliant as always, Martin. A lot to look forward to over the course of the weekend. Thank you for taking time out to join us in Drive Time Sport once again this week, and hopefully we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, no problem, Barry, and we might be able to have a look at a few races at Galway next week. There's only one meeting in Ireland next Saturday at Gordon, so we'll have a look at a few races next week for the following week for Galway.
Looking forward to it. Thanks as always.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.